I have to start off today with a little testimony. I love testimonies. Yesterday at the healing school, I heard a great testimony. There was a young man that brought his wife and his children up to be healed. And, you know, I didn't know why. You know, I thought, well, how'd you hear about us? Well, I think he said about 3 years ago, he said, I came to one of your healing schools. And he says, I had a terminal disease and had only a very short time to live, according to the doctor. And he said, you prayed for me, and I ain't never had another symptom since that day. Do we still serve a healing Jesus? Amen. Is he the King of Kings? Amen. And the Lord of Lords? And he honors our prayers. And I love it. You know, whenever I pray for a young man like that that's got something wrong with him, and he leaves, and 3 years later he comes back and tells me, well, I was the one who had the terminal illness 3 years ago, and you prayed for me, and I ain't had a symptom since. Don't you love that?
Yes.
I love serving that wonderful Jesus that does that for his people. He is a mighty God. We had a great healing school yesterday. We had a good group of people. You know, they were from everywhere. And I hope I didn't bore them excessively with the book of Job. It was a long, drawn-out deal. I've never gone that deep and that far into the book of Job. But, you know, we covered about 8 or 9 chapters in a row in the book of Job yesterday. But I have so many questions from the book of Job, from chapter 1 and 2, that God said he was perfect and blameless, so Job never sinned. But yet, when we get over to chapter 32 and on, we find out Job had all kinds of sins. And obviously, God knew all that, because whenever he actually came on the scene, you know, he didn't say anything to Elihu, you know, but said all these things and accused him of all these things. So anyway, obviously, of course, when we read the book of Jasher, you know, now, of course, that's not scripture. I realize that's not in the canon. But there's a lot of books been written about the Bible, or, you know, just like the Bible, that are good teachings. And the book of Jasher is referred to twice in the King James Bible. And so since it's referred to twice, Joseph finally came up with a copy of the book, and he gave Dave and I both a copy of the book. It's not in print anymore, but he had some. And it's so far what I've read in it is very interesting. And of course, there's a whole lot in there about Job. And you find out in the book of Jasher, Job was a real stinker. I mean, he done some things really bad, you know. So what he got was, you know, unfortunately, well deserved. You know, I mean, we don't see that. But, you know, just like Elihu said, you know, God doesn't just give you a spanking for no reason. You know, but he'll certainly give you a spanking if you deserve it. And usually by the time God gets around to giving us a spanking, we really deserve it. You know, he is very merciful and very kind. Usually he gives us 5, 10, 15, 20 years to straighten up our act. And if we don't, then he swats us. And, you know, we don't realize, most of us don't even realize that that's coming from God. You know, just like my heart went out a while ago when Dave was saying that he was talking to someone about, we get rid of your sin and you can get healed. And man, they turn their back and walk off. They don't want to hear that. Well, just like he said there in Hosea 4:6, you know, my people, did you notice what he said there in that chapter, that my people perish for lack of knowledge? Did you notice what he said after that? Does anybody remember what he said after that? Because let's put that scripture back on the board. I want the people to see what he said he would do if you reject knowledge. A lot of people remember the first line of that verse. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, and because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing that they have forgotten the law of God. I will also forget your children. Almost nobody knows that. I'll tell people, you know what Hosea 4:6 is? Oh, yeah, you know, we perish for lack of knowledge. I said, okay, what else does it say? No, that's all it says. I said, no, that ain't all it says. It says something a whole lot more powerful, doesn't it, Tom? He's not only going to reject you if you don't search him out, but he's going to reject your children. Right down the line. Somebody said, God would never do that. Well, he said he would. He wrote the book, didn't he, Jack? And if he wrote the book, that's what he meant, right? So I've come to realize that if it's in the book, I got to believe it. Now, some things I don't like, but that's okay. I'm not God. I'm just one of his sons, and I have to obey him. And so, anyway, today we're going to talk about, I just wanted you to see that because I just saw that put on the board a while ago, and I would have been willing to venture, if I was a betting man, I would have been willing to venture that just though we had that on the board just a few minutes ago, and they've read it, I would have been willing to bet that there wasn't over five of you in this room that knew what the rest of that said after line one. I mean, I'm serious. You know, and if I'd have said, what does that say? Almost everybody in here said, my people perish for lack of knowledge. Is that right? And I'd have said, well, what did it say after that? Well, that's all I remember. Because that's, you know, that's just the way we are. We see one little part and we think, okay, I got it, and that's it. And that's why we don't get God's word, because we don't stay tuned in to the Spirit all the time and say, Lord, I want you to give me revelation and wisdom. You know, now I have had to take this book over the years and I have had to pray over this book. And I'm going to tell you, as I've prayed over this book, still to this day, you have no idea how I agonize in prayer over this book, trying to get the real revelation out of this book that this book is trying to tell me. Because just like that verse, I mean, I read that verse a lot of times myself. Hosea 4:6, oh, my people perish for lack of knowledge. And then one day I thought, oh, there was some more scripture after that. What did that say? So I went back and I read that and it shocked my socks off. If I reject knowledge, he's not only going to forget me, he's going to forget my children. That scared me. Now, I don't want God to forget my children. Do you? I want my children to be saved. I want them to know him, and I definitely don't want him to forget my children because I rejected his knowledge. But that's what he said, isn't it? So you need to really realize this book means what it says. And that's why we have the problem we have today, is because the church does not seek God anymore. In the church, so many people have no knowledge of the Word of God. I mean, almost no knowledge of the Word. Wow, it's amazing. But anyway, we're going to talk about Colossians today. In Colossians chapter 2, starting with verse 1, we got through chapter 1 last time. And today, we're going to start with chapter 2. Colossians is a very interesting book, I will have to say. So I hope some of you have read through this chapter 2 and 3. I don't know how much we'll get through today, but I hope you've read through it and we'll see how you and I line up in what we think. But in chapter 2, verse 1, he says, I want you to know how much I have agonized for you and for the church at Laodicea and for many other friends who have never known me personally. Paul was a prayer warrior. Now, some of you are prayer warriors and some of you virtually never pray. But not only did Paul pray, he agonized for the people. I mean, he wanted to see these people saved. You know, he wanted people to get set free. Now then, if we don't pray and pray in faith, nothing's going to happen. If you pray and pray in faith, then there's nothing impossible with God. But so many people are like I was most of my life. Most of my life, I did not pray. When I was a young Christian, until I'd been in a church 20 or 25 years, I virtually never prayed for anything. I didn't ask God to help me. I didn't ask him to help nobody else because I had never learned to pray. Nobody really taught me in the church I was raised up in the importance of praying for people and praying in faith. I didn't really expect God to do anything, so I wasn't doing anything in faith. So if I did pray for somebody, I never saw any results, so why pray? But when I finally found out that I could pray in faith and God would do things, he was really real, then I started praying for people. And I started praying in faith. And then I started praying for myself. And I started asking God to help me do things in my job. I asked for wisdom every day. And as I prayed and got closer to God, I saw him help me and give me knowledge and wisdom to do things that the average man could not do. I could pray and ask him how to show me how to do a certain project, and he would show me how to do things. I mean, I had things that nobody else could fix, and they would send me out somewhere to take care of these things after nobody else, even the representatives or whatever from the company, couldn't fix a piece of equipment. They would call me and they would say, go out there and fix that. Well, I always prayed. And I get on that airplane, I pray all the way to wherever they were sending me. And by the time I got there, I knew what was wrong with that piece of equipment. And I could always fix it. And they were amazed at the knowledge. Where do you get all this knowledge? How can you do things so quick that nobody else can do for days and weeks? We've worked on this piece of equipment for 2 weeks or 3 weeks, and you come in 30 minutes, you tell us everything is wrong with it. I said, well, I pray, and I ask God, and he shows me how to do it. And they think, no, it can't be. No. I said, yes, that's true. No, you just went to school, you're just smart. No, I'm not brilliant, but the brilliant one lives in me, you know, and I can ask him, and he's the one that reveals these things to me. Where did you learn all this stuff? In the book of Colossians. In the book of Colossians. But I learned, as I realized here, that Paul, he prayed for people. Now then, when you pray for people and you do what Paul did, you'll get to see God do some wonderful things. So you need to pray and pray in faith. I mean, when you pray and ask God for things, I mean, Paul knew how to do this. And he's telling us, this is the way it's done. He said, I agonize for you. I mean, when's the last time you were on your face before God agonizing for somebody's salvation? You know, when's the last time you did it? Maybe your own, what we usually do? Well, I got a son and he's lost, but you know, I guess he's hopeless. I hear people talk like that. You know, or my aunt, you know, she's lost. She's meaner than the devil herself, you know, himself. So she would never come to Christ. So, well, have you prayed for her? Nah, you know, I ain't prayed for her. You know, I ain't going to pray for her. Well, what if she goes to hell? Good, I hope she does. You know, I mean, I've heard people say that about their loved ones. Haven't you? I have heard people make those kind of statements. You know, I mean, they have no idea what they're talking about. But Paul says, I agonized. And even he says he agonized for friends who have never known me personally. I mean, you can pray for people, you don't even have to know their name. You can pray for everybody that walks in the door at the Living Savior Ministries, and God will hear that prayer if you do it in faith.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, All Wisdom and Knowledge Are in Us, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.